Did you used to date him?
Kind of, sort of, yes.
A cheater is exposed.
She slept with my brother, too.
I'm glad you put in the word, too. You just heard him, right?
But his girlfriend isn't in a forgiving mood.
You're ugly.
Look at those high boots.
Fit.
Look at your stomach.
Sorry, she just...
Only one person has attitude here. That would be me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kiana Durr and her daughter, Diaviana Stover, are suing their neighbor, 24-year-old Capricia Foster, and her boyfriend, Rayshawn Morton, for vandalizing her home, harassment, and assault.
Order. All rise. It's case number 273 on the calendar, the matter of Durr Stover versus Foster Morton.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Your last name is
Durr.
Did you used to date him?
Kind of, sort of, yes. We
what
used to see each
of?
Other. Yes,
what?
Yes. We used to see each other, yes.
When?
October of last year.
Now, I'd like to find out a little bit about you because a lot of this started out because of you. So I would like to find out what kind of a prize they were fighting over. How old are you?
27, ma'am.
And how old are you?
30.
And how old are you?
I'm 24.
Now, from October of 2013 until when were you sort of?
Maybe like the middle of November, not long, about a month.
Now, at the same time that they were sort of seeing each other.
Right.
He was what to you?
He was my boyfriend for 3 years.
And you thought a responsible, reasonable, non-cheating friend.
Right.
Turned out, not so much. So that's the history that you have.
Yes.
Between the two of you. Because I gather since he's standing now on your side of the table, you're back together again.
Right.
You don't have children together, do you?
He's the father of my daughter, stepfather of my daughter.
He's not the stepfather of your daughter if you're not married to him.
Right. But he's been around since she was...
He's what?
He's been around since she was six.
Around is nice. Stepfather is different. Stepfather is a legal term. Stepfather means you're married to the mother, therefore you become the stepfather.
Right.
When you're no longer married to the mother, you become a nothing.
Okay.
Okay? So, he right now is a nothing.
Okay.
Now, your complaint is at some time, because of animus over, what's your first name?
Rayshawn.
Rayshawn, that they came over to your house and caused a kerfuffle, leaving your daughter traumatized from the kerfuffle and windows broken.
Yes.
In what month and year did that happen?
May 15, 2014.
At that time, you already knew that he was with somebody else.
Yes.
So there's no question about that anymore.
No.
He was back with Miss...
Foster.
Foster. But then for some reason, they came over to your house. Now, you're going to tell me what brought you and Miss Foster to Miss Durr's house.
Okay, ma'am. In May, I came over to her house for the simple fact that my brother had came to my house and made a little accusation about they was threatening him to do this and do that to him.
No, no, no. I'm not accepting that for the truth
right.
of it, but listen to me. There are all kinds of exceptions, some real, some Judy exceptions. Right now, from the papers, I'm trying to figure out the logistics of this. It's almost like trying to figure out a family tree. You're now dating his brother?
No.
Were you dating his brother?
No.
Who were you dating?
I was dating him.
After him?
Nobody.
No.
Nobody. Okay, so...
She had...
What?
Shh.
She's a slut.
No, don't speak. I'm going to ask him now. Don't speak.
She's
I'll come
a slut.
Back to you. What social...
Look at those high boots.
Hey! Zip it!
Look at your stomach. Sorry, she just...
Don't say you're sorry, you know. Stop moving, stop shaking. Just stand there. I will finish my questions. Only one person has attitude here. That would be me. You can come here. My playpen, my rules, my questions. When I look at you for an answer, you'll give me an answer.
Okay.
Right now, I'm talking to Rayshawn, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So your brother came over to your house and was complaining to you that what? Slowly, so I can understand it.
That threats was being made towards him.
Threats by whom?
By this person on the side of me.
By this lady, by Miss Durr.
Right, and the other one, her witness that's here.
And her daughter.
No.
Or this person here.
Yes.
What's your name?
Ricky.
Ricky?
Yes.
By Ricky?
Yes.
So your brother came to your house and said that Miss Durr and Ricky were threatening him.
Yes,
stop,
ma'am.
Stop bopping up and down. Can you stay still? Okay. Are you on medication? Hey! Don't.
Yes, ma'am, I'm listening.
Okay. And they were threatening him about what?
About foolishness, ma'am. It was...
No, foolishness. He didn't say they're threatening me about foolishness.
Right, it was just a big fight about to happen, and I came over there for my brother's safety.
Just a second. Your brother wasn't unsafe. He was in your house.
No, he was at their party.
No, you said your brother came to your house.
Right.
So now he's at your house.
Right.
And this is on May what?
15th.
May 15th, your brother comes to your house.
Right.
And he says, they're threatening me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's safe now.
Man, we live a few doors down from each other.
He's safe. He's in your house. So when he says they're threatening, and are you with Miss Foster at the time?
Yes, ma'am.
Is she with you in your house?
Yes, ma'am.
About what time did he come over?
About 11:30 at night.
So you and Miss Foster and your brother?
What?
You, Miss Foster, because she went over with you, didn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
And your brother went with you, too?
Yes, ma'am.
So the three of you went over to Miss Durr's house. What did you go over there for?
For my brother's safety.
I don't understand. Your brother was safe. He was with you.
I wanted to see what the problem was about, ma'am.
Okay. So you wanted to go find out what
right.
the problem was.
This is 11:30 at night. I was sleeping in my house.
You wanted to go find out what the problem
mm-hmm.
was. Now, Mr. Morton, is there any reason why you wouldn't go over, let's say in the morning, because they were having a party, evidently. Something was going on 11:30, close to midnight
mm-hmm.
by the time you get there. So it would seem to a normal person that you might wait until the morning, if you live two doors away, when your brother is now safe someplace else, to go over and say, could you tell me what the problem is with my brother? You didn't have a problem with them, did you?
It was a lot of problems.
Did you have a problem with her?
Yes, I had.
What was the problem that you had with her?
The accusations that was brought against me.
What accusations brought against you?
That...
I don't know which one you're pointing to.
You're
going like this.
This
it could be this one or this
me.
One. What?
Miss Durr.
You didn't like the accusations that you and Miss Durr had something
right.
going on for
not
a
true.
While. May not be so smart, but she's not psychotic.
Right, but she slept with my brother, too.
She what?
She slept with my brother, too.
I did not sleep
just
with
just a
brother.
Second. Hey! I'm glad you put in the word, too. You know what the word, too, means?
Both.
T-O-O means
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that you know, just in case he's managed to convince you that she's psychotic. She's not psychotic. You just heard him, right? You did hear that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's not an answer.
Uh-huh.
Great. So you go over there, the three of you go over to Miss Durr's house. And what happens when you get there?
You want me to?
I'm looking at you.
When I get there, there's these words being said. Everybody's having these verbal altercation, like verbal words being said to your daughter. Comes outside with a bottle, a liquor bottle. She's coming towards me with it. I wave my hand towards the bottle so it doesn't hit me in the face with it. After that, the bottle was swung towards my brother. It hit my brother in the head. Right after that, my brother did what he did.
He did what he did. What did he do?
What
did he do?
He made some bad decisions.
What did he do?
I walked away from the scene. I wasn't there.
What did he do?
He broke my windows.
How many?
Two big ones, two small ones.
Got a bill?
Yes.
May I see
so
it?
So if he broke her windows, why did
I'm not.
I broke
did
her
you
windows?
See me looking at you? Did you see me looking at you?
Wasn't complex.
Just to take further notes, they're asking you, the landlord is asking you for $325 for rent due and repair and maintenance.
Right, it's repair and maintenance. Not, my rent is not even $325.
Well, I don't know how much
don't
it is. Madam,
my windows is the cost. The fee keeps going up, up, and up.
Listen to me. I'm not Karnak.
Okay.
I can't say what's the difference between the rent owed and the repairs to the windows. This says they demand a judgment against you
exactly.
for $325 for rent due and repair and maintenance. I need a bill for the windows.
They don't give you a bill for the windows because the night that the windows were broken, they fix them immediately because we live in a housing complex. They can't just leave them broke. And that's the paper they give me that they leave on my door to pay the maintenance repairman that fee for my windows.
Are you current in your rent?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Says
okay.
Right
now, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. What you're asking for is your money owed for actual and punitive damages to vandalism, harassment, and assault. Who did they assault?
They grabbed my daughter, which made her
throw the
bottle. I don't. Which made her. Don't you understand me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You better never tick her off, because she has a hair trigger temper. So I would suggest that if you're going to fool around again, fool around in a different town, not in the same housing complex.
And later today,
she paid you everything for the Prada bag but $300. But if you're telling me now that it was only $1,000, that means she doesn't owe you any money for the Prada bag. Do you understand?
Yes.
I understand.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kiana Durr says neighbor Capricia Foster and her boyfriend, Rayshawn Morton, vandalized her home and assaulted her daughter.
Now, who did they assault?
They grabbed my daughter, which made her pick up the bottle and throw it.
Listen, bad decisions, bad choices, something bad always happens. Now, Mr. Morton.
Yes, ma'am.
You're 27 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
You better never tick her off, because she has a hair trigger temper. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't. I don't know whether you have a hair trigger temper, but I know she has a hair trigger temper. So I would suggest that if you're going to fool around again, you fool around in a different town, not in the same housing complex. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $325. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She's trying to cause trouble because she wanted him.
I've been stopped dating him. She must have found out later on after I stopped dating him.
At the end of the day, I've been with him for 3 years.
And then want to make all these harassment things.
It's nonsense. They want me, but they can't have me.
That's probably their accusation to try to get the attention away from them.
She said a bunch of things to me, but she can't have me.
I'm just happy my windows is paid for. It's all over with.
I don't want to see her face.
She's still ugly. I'm still me. I work. That's that.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lauritzen versus Noakes. Step forward.
Maria Lauritzen is suing her former tenant, 24-year-old Jerlyn Noakes, for damage she caused to her home and for pain and suffering. Jerlyn is countersuing for the cost of a Prada purse.
Ms. Lauritzen, you rented a room to the defendant in your home.
Correct.
It didn't work out. You had some sort of a dispute about her bringing a boyfriend into the house. She ultimately moved out, and it is your claim that she owes you some money. She owes you some money for a variety of things, most of which don't interest me, but I'm going to have to discuss them. Now, Ms. Noakes has a counterclaim. That's about a Prada purse that she sold you. What kind of work do you do, Ms. Noakes?
At the time, I was working as a caregiver.
Caregiver?
Yes.
How much were you earning as a caregiver?
I was earning...
How much an hour?
$13.
$13 an hour. Were you working full-time?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you buy this Prada bag?
I got it when I had divorced with my husband, and he gave me some money, and then I bought it just to sell it in the future or something.
What you're telling me was you had the Prada bag for a long time.
Yes.
Where did you buy it from?
In a Prada outlet store.
How much did you pay for it?
$1,295.
So you paid $1,300
yes.
for it. And how much were you selling it for?
$1,000.
So you were discounting it $300.
Yes.
Well, then why did you tell me in your answer you were selling it for $1,300?
That was actually wrong. I told them it was only $1,000.
Put in $1,300. That makes a big difference in your claim, right? Because according to your answer that I read, she paid you everything for the Prada bag, which you sold $300.
Yes.
And you say in your answer that she bought it for $1,300. But if you're telling me now that it was only $1,000, that means she doesn't owe you any money for the Prada bag. Do you understand?
Yes.
I understand. Good. So that deals with your counterclaim. It's dismissed. So take the bag. It's not show and tell. Put it over there. I don't want to see it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She paid you rents for those 8 months?
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no?
Her rent went below $150 because she said she will go to school.
So what?
Which she never did.
Who cares? Listen, I'm not your mother. I'm not your analyst.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Maria Lauritzen says former tenant Jerlyn Noakes
owes for unauthorized changes she made to her home and for pain and suffering.
Now, she rented a room from you. It didn't work out. She changed the lock on her bedroom door so that you couldn't come into her bedroom.
Without my authorization.
So, what else?
She never came in the house without a deposit.
So, who cares? What else?
She changed the floor and glued the floor down on my bedroom without authorization.
No, just a second. What do you mean she glued the floor down? What does
that
mean?
She bought linoleum, not of my taste, and put it in the room. And now that she left, she didn't clean it up. She didn't take it away. She didn't.
Show me the linoleum and show me what it looked like before. What kind of floor was here before?
It was a treated kind of like cement, but it gets treated and shiny. And it was
a cement.
Yeah, but it gets treated like the one you get in.
What else?
Okay, she didn't want to return the house keys when she was asked out of the house. She didn't return until the 13th. I asked her to return them, and because she didn't, I had to change all the locks in the house, not the storage.
Did she return the keys?
Until the police came over and made her return.
What else?
The keys. The cost of the knobs, the cost of changing the lock that she damaged when she put her knob, the cost of removing the linoleum and...
Just a second. She's not paying you for the linoleum. She's not paying...
No,
Listen to me. She's not paying you for rekeying your whole house. Not paying you for that. Now, you say that she damaged the knob.
Yes.
Show me.
I mean, when you look at the knob, it's just a knob. But when you try to move it, it doesn't open correctly.
How much rent did she pay you all the time that she was there?
I don't know that.
March, April,
yes,
May,
ma'am.
And June. And she paid you rents for those 8 months?
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no?
She initially was paying $500 a month, and then she said she was going to go to school, and her rent went below $150 because she said she will go to school.
So what?
Which she never did.
Who cares? Listen, I'm not your mother. I'm not your analyst. If you lowered her rent and you lowered it because she lied to you, next time you'll be able to tell whether somebody's lying or not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, she paid you the rent that you agreed on for the 8 months that she's there.
Yes. Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, the only lock that I'm interested in is the lock on her door. Did you put a lock on your door?
I changed it because it was broken.
How was it broken?
There's no lock. When you actually lock it, you can't open it and...
When did you change it? What month?
December 2013.
Do you have a bill for when you changed the lock? So you changed it in December. Is that when she changed the lock?
I believe so.
Did you collect her rent in January?
Yes, ma'am.
February?
Yes, ma'am.
March?
Yes.
April?
Yes.
May?
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't move to evict her because she changed the lock.
I was very understanding. She didn't know that she needed to ask me.
Miss Laurentis, get over it. She's not living there with you anymore. What else? What else?
Question linoleum, cleaning up the room. I did not want that linoleum there. Who placed Coop?
Just a second. When did she put the linoleum there?
She put it around the same time she changed the lock, but she agreed that whenever she leaves the house, any outstanding bills, damages to the house, she will pay them.
It's not a damage. It's not a damage. She's not giving you any money for the linoleum. I want you to get over the linoleum. It's brand new linoleum. Get used to it. What's next? She owes you nothing. Your case is dismissed. So is your counterclaim. Goodbye.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Burned by his aunt after her rental goes up in flames?
They weren't renting my house.
I had the rental agreement you had with him.
Next Judge Judy.
She got mad because I didn't want her boyfriend there.
I don't know. I guess he likes him or something. I don't know.
A boyfriend that she was dating, a 52-year-old man.
Jealous of me or something like that.
He stole from her. Her credit card to buy her flowers.
She didn't steal anything from me.
She got mad because I had to be asking her constantly to do the house chores.
In exchange of doing chores for her and mowing the lawn or something like that.
She didn't want to sign a lease contract. I'm going to make sure everybody signs a lease contract.
Well, I probably would rent in my own apartment, no roommates or crazy landlords.